Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pirates lost to the Indians 2-1, failing in the process to get their first sweep of the season. They're off tonight, then play host to the AL Central leading White Sox tomorrow. Lucas Giolito, you might remember, he had a pretty good game against the Pirates during last season's, you know, COVID-shortened baseball. It was like a no-hitter or something like that. He'll be starting tomorrow night for Chicago. Fan headlines brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300.
Well done.
Thank you. There's a reason you're hearing that voice right now, disembodied, coming from a Buddha-filled den, apparently. Dog Buddhas, real Buddhas. That's Andrew Filippone. He's at his mother's house. Yep. She's one of the last people in the world who has a room in her home called a den that is referred to as such. It is a Mulzy Monday on the show. Since Pony is on location somewhere, I am running the show. I have put the show together. I have even booked all the guests for today's show with Craig. That's usually
Chris,
a Pony and Craig purview.
It's not lost on our listeners that even though there was no topical or timely reason to do it, that you decided to start the show by finding a way to slam Roethlisberger.
Oh, there are people dreading this, yeah.
There wasn't even – something didn't happen today. There was no roster move.
Nope.
There was no practice. There was no soundbite.
Nope.
There was literally no new information. And when given the chance to host a show, you decided to use that one opportunity to just dunk on Roethlisberger.
They don't trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
They don't call it a bully pulpit for nothing, is what I would respond to with that. It's funny that you mentioned that, though, Pony, because there's no real good reason – some would argue ever, to have this following gentleman on. There's certainly no topical reason to do it right now, no current events-related reason. But because it's my show, we're doing it anyway. Who's on right now, the hotline? The round mound of touchdown himself, Ken Carman from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
I already talked to this guy today. Oh, no.
Hi, Ken. How are you, buddy?
Again?
I'm doing well. Pony, how's your mother?
She's out walking the dog right now and probably smoking a joint.
Still sexy?
She's in her 60s.
The point stands, I think, for Ken.
Do I need to ask the question again? Because I will.
Who wore the pants in your family, Ken? Your mom or your dad?
Well, my dad, definitely.
When it came to timeout or spank on the bottom, what did you get?
Spank on the bottom.
Thought so.
Pony, when it came to timeout or spank on the bottom, what did you get? Option three? No punishment whatsoever?
I tried to talk my way out of it, and then we probably just ended up smoking a joint. Just kidding.
I got a question.
Yes.
How do I tell you guys I'm drunk without telling you I'm drunk?
Ken, it's 2:25 in the afternoon right now.
I say that Dwayne Haskins could be the next Brett Favre.
Yeah, you thought Spurgeon Wynn was going to be the next Bernie Kosar, so take that, Ken.
No,
boom.
I didn't. I was barely alive when Spurgeon Wynn was playing. Try again.
Wait, how old are you, 34? What do you call 13 or 14, barely alive?
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing back then.
Well, some would argue nothing's changed.
You got excited when Manziel got drafted. Take that.
I did not get excited when Manziel got drafted.
You did not? Did you get excited when Mayfield got drafted?
That is, I wanted him to do well. I wanted Johnny to do well, but I was nervous when Johnny Manziel got drafted.
How about Brandon Whedon?
God.
I famously did not like the drafting of Brandon Whedon. You can go and ask Dustin Fox about that one.
Why won't Tim Couch go on your show?
Tim Couch has been on my show.
Oh.
Well, that one fell
flat. I love how you just throw out the, why won't Charlie Batch go on your guys' show?
Because he has an agreement with the other radio station, and then I think the morning show paid him to go on with them instead of us.
Whoops-a-daisy.
We only get people like you, Ken, who want to come on with us. But there was a reason I thought of that I would have you on today, not just to troll Pony since it was me under control of the show. I opened up starting...
Ken, my mom is divorced, by the way.
She's single?
Yeah.
If someone's divorced, they are by definition, then I would think single, Ken.
She might be with somebody else by now. Just because she's divorced, he didn't say that she was single.
I mean, if you pursue this threat any further, you might be divorced pretty soon.
Well, I was going to say, my mom's at death's door. My dad will be dating at some point there. Maybe we can set him up. We can be brothers.
Oh, God.
Finally, the Carmans and Filipponis will come together. Two of the great American families as one.
Who would be John C. Reilly there, and who would be Will Ferrell?
Oh, I would be John C. Reilly. Let's be serious here.
So does that mean I'm putting my testicles on your drum set?
I think you can put your testicles wherever you want in my home.
Well,
there was a serious reason to have Ken on today.
I hope that's a drop for you guys forever. I'm giving you gold here.
I know. Well, none of us laughed during it, so I think it's going to be usable. No, the reason I was actually going to have Ken on was to have the same conversation about Baker Mayfield we started having about Ben, because despite my, the whole, hey, Mueller, weren't you born in Cleveland? You should go back home to Cleveland. I wasn't, and I won't. I actually, the one thing about the Browns that has me hung up this year from picking them to go like 12-5 or 13-4 is I'm still not sold about the quarterback fully up there. I'm wondering if Ken is or why Ken isn't.
Why wouldn't I be sold on Baker Mayfield?
Because
he's had a good season.
He's had one really good season where everything was, to Kevin Stefanski's credit, put in his favor.
He had a good season as a rookie. Now, he had a good season as a rookie. I didn't say he was wonderful. I didn't say he was amazing.
Is he going to be able to navigate OBJ coming back, or is that a powder keg waiting to blow up in their faces?
I don't know. I think OBJ has to figure himself out, really. I think he's got to understand that he's got to play within the realm of the offense. I happen to agree with Chris Collinsworth. Chris Collinsworth said that he's seen them be good without him. I think he needs to fit in. Can I ask you guys a question more, Pittsburgh?
No, it's not your show. You're a guest on with us. Do you think
it's my show today, Ken? Ask away.
Frickin'
Mueller.
Yes.
You let him do this? You let him do Mosey Monday?
Oh, it was his idea, but then I thought it was a great idea. I've driven shows on this station for 7.5 out of 11 years.
Successfully, I may add.
Yeah?
You know, if tomorrow morning I woke up and I decided to do a Tony Tuesday – and I tried to pass this same idea along.
What would he say to you?
He would stab me in the chest with a pair of scissors. I don't think he would actually say anything.
Well, that's because he has mob ties and he also has a Napoleon complex. Anyways, Ken, do you think Baker Mayfield's got it in his head that he's going to get $40 million a year this offseason, that he's going to get a contract extension in the next month?
Yes.
Do you think he's going to?
No, not in the next month. I think this coming in this next offseason.
Do you think he's going to press as a result of that? Because that would be a very real concern I would have if I were a Cleveland fan's, in a Cleveland fan's shoes. Which
man,
I guess
you better hope the Bills don't jump the gun and give Allen a big contract extension this summer, because then that's going to get really spicy in training camp.
That's a scary call. I don't know if we want to do that.
Ken, what was it like having Pony on?
Scary thought.
I know.
What?
Oh, Ken, tell Mueller what I said on your show the other day about what I think is going to happen to the Browns.
You said, first off, he talked about his penis surgery without a frame of reference whatsoever, so people didn't know what the hell he was saying. We had to dump him, and then he got mad, and I go, we haven't talked about your penis surgery here, Pony. You're the only person I know who's ever had a penis surgery. Actually, there's two people I know who had a penis surgery, and we're not going to get into the other one because he's a very
John Bobbitt?
Powerful man. No. But you had a penis surgery, and I didn't know you had one, and then you brought it up, and I go, they don't know that. You can't just say that. You can't just do a cannonball in there. You have to tell people, and then we have to discuss it. Then you can talk about it. But I'm the professional out of the two of us, so you know how that works. Can I ask you guys a question, please?
No, you still haven't told Mueller what I said about the Browns.
No, you can't actually ask it. Hold on. Ken, hold on. It's still my show. You can't ask us a question. Ignore what Pony said there.
We were talking about the teams here in Cleveland, and Lima made a comment and said, and questioned whether or not we were a great sports town like everybody says we are, because the Cavs are not necessarily given the attention that the Browns and Indians are given here.
Okay.
And I said, listen, I said, I think it's that way in just about every city in the country. I said, in Detroit, I think they don't pay very close attention to the Pistons, and the other three teams are given very close attention all the time. I think they're good. I think they care about the Pistons. When the Pistons are good, it's convenient. And I mentioned in Pittsburgh, and I want to know if this is right. I'm probably going to get some heat for this. It seems to me as if people pay attention to the Pirates when it's convenient, but really it's, if I were to rank him, it would be Steelers, Pens, Pirates. Tell me I'm wrong. You can correct me. Go ahead.
For the three-year run where the Pirates were really good, they were an obvious number two and a strong one, but I would say that that's largely correct. With this caveat, Ken, and Pony can disagree if he so desires, when the Penguins didn't have a generational superstar, which is like 2 years out of the last 37, in like 02 and 03, no one cared. You couldn't give away tickets. My wife would sit on the glass with her friend when they were in high school for like $20 for a pair of tickets. So they were like a distant...
For the Pens, wow.
They were, I would argue, at least a distant third, because Pitt basketball at that point actually became the number two sport in town.
Jeez Louise, I didn't know it was that bad.
Anyway, so when I was on Ken's show, Chris, he had me on there to try to make it sound like the Steelers were screwed.
Heaven to Murgatroyd, I didn't know it was that bad.
What?
Nothing.
No, he wanted me to come on and basically say about the Steelers. What?
What are you doing here, Ken? You trying to sabotage Pony's points? Only I'm allowed to do that today.
Oh yeah, I forgot. It's Mosey Monday.
I said I think the Browns will win the division, but they're probably going to start the season 2-3. And you know when that happens, the national media is going to go bananas and say that they're an underachievement. What's wrong there? Is OBJ getting the ball enough? Is Baker worth the money? And if they can,
I didn't deny that.
And if they can withstand that, then they should win the division by probably more than a game. But the very real possibility exists because they start with the Chiefs on the road, and then they go, I think, what is it, Ken? Games 4 and 5 are at the Vikings and at the Chargers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Vikings and Chargers on the road? They're going to lose both those games. They'll be 2-3. And so they'll be in October, they'll be a losing football team. And I think the possibility exists because of Baker's immaturity and because of OBJ's selfishness and because of the expectations on the Browns. I think there's a chance they start finger-pointing and that it implodes. And that, to me, short of colossal injury, is the only way the Browns don't win the division this year.
Ken, a final rebuttal?
Disagree. I actually disagree. I think Baker's actually grown up a whole bunch. No one wants to believe
definitely.
That, but I do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to believe it. That's fine. That's okay.
I'm still going to sit on the fence on this one, Ken, but that's okay because it's my show today. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Mosey. All the best.
Bye, Ken.
Did we accomplish anything in that segment?
No, absolutely nothing. It might have been the most pointless segment in the history of the show. That's the honest-to-God truth. How do you feel about it?
Hey, I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I've taken my house is so humid. I'm already basically in my underwear.
Wait a minute. Why is the house humid? Does it not have air conditioning?
No central air.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's a house that was built in like the 1910s.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.